Three environmentalists just wrapped up 7 days trekking through Florida's urban midsection. Their mission? Paddle and hike through a narrow funnel of wild land to see how animals survive it. WUSF Steve Newborn reports it all comes to a head at Interstate 4.
Sooner or later, any creature trying to migrate between the southern and northern halves of the state will run into this barrier, Interstate 4.
We got bobcat tracks right here.
Or they're the old tracks from
last
time.
Could be very old.
It's really muddy.
Right.
Halfway through the week-long Florida Wildlife Corridor expedition, biologist Joe Guthrie found animal footprints as Reedy Creek passes under Interstate 4, just down the road from Disney World. The steady roar of thousands of cars overhead is what animals hear night and day. Biologists know that from camera traps, animals, including the iconic Florida panther, pass through here on their way north. Guthrie says animals here spend 99% of their lives away from the noises of man, and at I-4, they collide with a wall of sound and vibration and speed.
A lot of them are going to die in that scenario, especially if they're a young animal that's dispersing from its mother's home range. Outside its area where it's familiar, it's going to mess up and get killed. It's really sad.
They paddled and hiked from the Disney Wilderness Preserve at the headwaters of the Everglades, past the theme parks and into the green swamp northeast of Tampa. The trekkers made a stop under I-4 to highlight the need for interstate highway wildlife underpasses. This has been done in Alligator Alley and a newly rebuilt stretch of I-4 between Orlando and Daytona Beach. Expedition member and wildlife photographer Carlton Ward Jr. said this was like Florida's wild and developed worlds colliding.
It's going to be the anti-wildlife corridor if we don't put steps in place to protect it, because Interstate 4 is quickly becoming a dividing line, especially between Orlando and Tampa, that could cut the Everglades system off from the rest of our state and the rest of the country.
They want to beef up Florida Forever, the state's main land buying program. State lawmakers gave that exactly $0 the first 7 years of Governor Rick Scott's tenure. This year, $100 million was placed into the program to pay for conservation lands statewide. Some of that could go to the corridor. Expedition members found this trip to be a paradox. While Disney World, which is responsible for much of the growth in the I-4 corridor since it opened in 1971, is now the biggest holder of undeveloped land along Reedy Creek. Expedition leader Mallory Likes-Dimmitt of Tampa has been with these two men for the third trip since 2012. She says her biggest surprise was seeing the most wildlife on this trip right in the middle of Disney.
It was so crazy because you could hear all of these noises. We thought was construction was really the rides at Animal Kingdom. So this background roar of all the various theme park noises that was going on one side, you could hear sort of the loudspeaker on the other side was the water park. We had our best nature scene of the trip so far in between those two things.
After 6 years of trips by the Corridor Expedition members, Ward worries that for some parts of the state, it may already be too late.
Seeing Highway 27 here near Lake Louisa State Park, where you can just almost watch the orange groves turning into houses up and down this stretch, we don't have much time to make serious investments in land conservation, because it's either now or never for some parts of the corridor.
Time will soon tell if his prediction becomes reality. Steve Newborn, WUSF 89.7 News.